Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, Kristen. So what is the debate here about going on your own, sequestered on your own, and your hubby not digging this idea too much?
All right. So a little something to chew on. If your significant other with your young child will say he's 2.5.
So around the same age as Jimmy,
maybe.
Your child.
Yes.
Okay.
So if your significant other and your toddler
named Shimmy
are going on a weekend excursion, just the two of you, and you're going to the mountains and you're going to a cabin, would you be okay with them going by themselves with nobody else, just them and the toddler?
Well, we need some history here.
He's still alive.
Yeah, this sounds like the setup of the next Saw movie.
No, okay.
What would happen if I took Shimmy to the mountains by myself with just me and a machete and my toddler?
Exactly. So we, when we were in Dallas for our morning show boot camp, Bart watched Jimmy while Mama was working, and to give him a break when we came back, I was going to take Jimmy to a cabin in the mountains for 48 hours, just the two of us, give Bart some downtime, work on some stuff around the house, and so he wouldn't have to take care of his two children. So I was planning this this cabin trip, and it's a cabin by, it has a little creek in the back. You know, it's not a river. It's not a creek. It's more of a creek. And it's an isolated area. So, you know, your Wi-Fi is not going to be all that great. And it was just going to be Jimmy and me.
It's pretty much the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Isolated.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And Bart was like, I would prefer you go with somebody else. And I was like, excuse me? And he goes, what if you fall and hit your head? And I was like, what if I that literally was his concern.
Why was that his first thought?
I don't know. And I am not a clumsy person, people.
What if you fall into my golf club against your head?
Yeah. He's like, what if you fall and hit your head? And so he was genuinely concerned about our safety. And he was adamant that if we were to do this, that somebody else accompany us.
So you would need another couple to babysit you taking care of your child.
Apparently. I mean, that's one way to take it. Or he's just being, my husband is overly cautious.
Well, can't this happen? I mean, do you ever watch Jimmy alone in your own house?
Yes, all the time.
Well, what happens if you hit your head?
Well, but he's going to be home within a certain time. You know what I mean? Like, he would be.
So you bled out by the time he got there.
But he's not. I don't think he's really worried about me more so than Jimmy.
The dogs ate you. You hit your head. The dogs ate you.
My dogs would not eat me.
The other
one's been looking for a reason.
I got it. You could just get one of those old people necklaces when you fall.
A life alert.
Yes. If you fall down, they'll call you even in the woods.
He was genuinely concerned. And so another mom friend of mine who has a son the similar age, we ended up going to the cabin together, had a fabulous time. The kids had a great time. But he genuinely was like not comfortable with me going to a cabin by myself with our son in case something happened to me.
So I know the woman that you went with, and I think it's double the risk.
I know.
I think that she'd be clumsy enough to accidentally push you over, hit your head, and then in a panic, she hit her head, leaving both of your kids there by themselves.
Yeah, that tracks, actually.
Should I be, like, so while I wanted to be offended, I wasn't offended because I know it was coming from a place of concern and love. And I know my husband is like, he is, like I said, overly cautious, very protective.
I would have been incensed until a couple of weeks ago. I broke my ankles just gently stepping off a playground stair. And thank God Chad was there. But there was like a field and, you know, a little bit away from the car. And I went down and I could not walk on it without like major support. And I was sitting here, I was thinking, what would I have done if I were here with my 18-month-old and my 3-year-old and this happened? And there were other parents I probably could have pulled and gotten help to the car. But I had to go to urgent care. And I was sitting here thinking, like, what if this happens when I'm alone with the kids? So on the off chance, I actually agree with Bart. And I don't, for me, it wouldn't be that you're not capable. It would be the what if there's no fail safes in place. If something happens to you, what's going to happen to the kid? And there's no redundancies or backups.
Y'all make me feel so reckless. I wouldn't have thought twice about it. I would have said, no, I really wouldn't have. I'd have been like, that could be a freakish thing that can happen at any particular time. I mean, you could be in your car and get in an accident. It's just you and Jimmy. I just feel like it's a freak thing. I wouldn't think twice about it.
I honestly think ever since having Jimmy, his intrusive thoughts, I think he has the postpartum anxiety. I did not get that.
I could see that. I think if Shimmy, because it's not Jimmy, Shimmy. If Shimmy were like 5 and could feed himself and make phone calls or call 911, then I would be like, go do your thing. But I think when they're that young and they can't fend for themselves.
He literally would have been on the ground going, gummy bears, gummy bears.
Meanwhile, you bleeding out.
Yeah, he's just up here going, gummy bears.
As a sidebar here on these intrusion thought things, what is the thing that you did in the airport that was the intrusive thought?
Oh, my intrusive thought?
Oh, yeah. She's so random.
We were walking past one of those breastfeeding pods,
that's right.
And I wanted to open the door and scream, show me them.
That's weird, man.
No.
You're on The Burt Show.